This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first full week of the 2019 legislative session.
We'll be setting out those committee assignments.
Every majority leader that I have ever worked with has allowed me the courtesy of appointing my members.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Shasta Sullivan says the first order of business this week was announcing committee assignments.
Once we have those rules adopted, obviously made a couple changes. Once we have that secured, then we will submit those final committee assignments.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds she helps choose members for these panels.
It's a very fair process. We ask them to submit their choices, and myself and my staff work through that list of choices.
Good morning.
The first committee to meet this week was the Missouri Senate Gubernatorial Appointments Committee, which met on Wednesday morning.
Well, I think it was in line with what we've come to expect.
We work together to pass a balanced budget and make our state a more fair and equitable place for all.
Wednesday marked the first daytime State of the State address in 15 years. Each year, the governor delivers a budget message to the full legislature. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says he was impressed with what he heard.
You could tell it was genuine. He cares about the state. He cares about its future and what it means for the next generation. And so I think that gives him some capital with us right out of the chute.
Senator Walsh says she hopes the legislature does not undo those things approved by voters last year.
They went to the ballot box and defeated so-called right to work. They passed comprehensive ethics reform to root out corruption and stop gerrymandering.
The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee will hold its first hearing of the year next week.
One of the things I think we've been a little short on is accountability.
Among the nine new Missouri senators is Senator Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbyna. She says state revenue is divided amongst state departments, but there is no way to determine returns on this.
So I think that we as a legislature need to work with our department heads and try to find a way to invest our money that taxpayers are seeing something of value.
Something that's happened prior to this session, because you need to be prepared for something that's going to really directly impact you.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur adds lawmakers are also concerned about a correction the Missouri Department of Revenue is making to income taxes.
The withholding taxes are not accurate. And what you're going to find on April 15th when you go to file your taxes is that refund you were expecting is probably not coming.
Missouri senators will be off for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday and return to the Capitol on Tuesday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.